So where's the Prime Meridian going to take you inside Britain?
It will be taking us up north of London. We'll be staying quite close to the Prime Meridian in this next story. This time, though, instead of a great leap, we're going on more of a stroll.
Got lots of species. This is blackthorn. This is dogwood.
This is Tim Sparks. He's been tracking how climate change is affecting plants and animals all over the world. And he's taking us for a walk near his office in the English countryside in a place called Monk's Wood.
Monk's Wood in Cambridgeshire, about 60 miles north of London and about 20 miles west of the Greenwich Meridian. Oh, cuckoo.
He stops in his tracks. Hear that? A cuckoo's call.
That is the first I've heard this spring. You know, people get very excited about the first call of the cuckoo, but it's really in decline now and not many people hear them any longer.
He says there are many possible reasons why the cuckoo is in decline, and one of them could be climate. The cuckoo spends its winters in Africa, where the Sahara Desert is spreading into the cuckoo's habitat. At this point, Tim Sparks takes us into a fairyland.
This is a bluebell wood, an English bluebell wood in full flower, and it's just really a carpet of blue.
It's really glorious.
These species have taken hundreds of years to get established here.
Would we normally be seeing bluebells in bloom this early in spring?
No, certainly not. We're probably about 3 weeks ahead of what we'd typically expect. We've got records of temperature in central England going back to 1659. This April was the warmest in that complete series, so the warmest in 348 years. But it's not just April. We had a record-breaking July last year. We had a record-breaking October as well. And the vegetation and the animals are responding to that.
We came to Britain because it has all these old records. Not just official records. Tim Sparks studies diaries and lists kept, one might say obsessively, by tens of thousands of amateur naturalists. These note-takers charted everything from their first glimpse of a pond frog to the first bloom of the winter crocus.
So there were landowners, there were vicars, in many cases there were spinsters, and some of these people recorded for the whole lifetime.
Tim Sparks figures he has 2 million pieces of data. As he matches these amateur observations with the official temperature records, a picture emerges of some species faltering in a warming world. He stoops and points to an orange-tipped butterfly.
And it only lays its eggs on two plant species. There used to be a very clear gap between the arrival of the butterfly and the flowering of the plant, about 10 days. And that was just what was needed to allow the butterfly to mate and to lay eggs. That gap has disappeared now. And if it doesn't synchronise its egg laying with when those plants are flowering, those caterpillars will not survive.
And if the caterpillars don't survive, some birds might not survive, and so on.
The species that are likely to do very well out of climate warming are the species that are mobile, they can move around between habitats. And if they're plants, we call them weeds, and if they're animals, we call them pests.
Pests, like aphids, mosquitoes, rats. In this wood, the weeds would be brambles and cow parsley and ivy, all of which are aggressive and could easily take over if it gets too hot for these delicate bluebells. Still, what does this mean? The possibility that this old forest wouldn't have bluebells in the spring. What does this mean for somebody in California or Calcutta who will never see these bluebells, who has no investment emotionally in them? Does it have a direct impact?
It's hugely useful to force home the message that change is happening. Look, we've only had a relatively small amount of warming so far. This isn't natural change any longer. This is change that's been caused by us. And this really is just an early warning. Climate change is real. It's happening. Yes, the flowers, the plants, the animals are changing, but there's going to be huge human consequences further down the road.
A walk in Monk's Wood with Tim Sparks. He studies the impact of climate change at the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology in Cambridgeshire, England. Later today on All Things Considered, NPR's Robert Krowich on the connection between climate change and the secret life of the carbon atom.
To learn more about climate connections, go to npr.org/climate.